This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. For 21 years, Art Pace has been hosting artists in residence and giving them room and resources to create contemporary art and then exhibit it. Over 200 artists, local, national, and international, have been part of this program. Tonight, the three on the spring 2016 residency open up their exhibits and talk about their work, and we're going to get a little preview now. We're joined by Adriana Corral, Daniel Garcia Andujar, and the new director of Art Pace, Veronique Lamel. Welcome to The Source, all y'all.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment about Art Pace or what you've seen there, if something that really struck you and has stuck with you all these years, come on here and talk about that. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource at tpr.org and tweet us at tprsource. So, Veronique, I want to welcome you to San Antonio because this is you're the new director of Art Pace.
That's right. I've been in San Antonio now for about 7 weeks, loving it. I've found it to be one of the warmest cities that
it gets warmer.
I've moved in. Well, the temperature too, and I'm a hot weather person, so this is great. This is a good match.
So you come from Boston?
Originally from New York, but I was in Boston for the last 7 years.
Okay, and tell me about why San Antonio.
Well,
why Art Pace?
Well, the last 7 years I've been at an organization called Boston Center for the Arts, and Boston Center for the Arts has a mission to support working artists. And I really love that role and think that that's really such an important thing and so unique. So when I decided to leave the blizzards behind me, one of the things that I was looking for was another organization that had that important mission of the artist process. You know, a lot of organizations, a lot of places you can go to see, you know, the remnant, the artifact, the product, the artwork that's left behind. But without organizations like Art Pace that support the actual process and support the work of the artist, we're not going to have amazing new art coming into our lives and into our culture. So I really have always, I've felt that that's such an important piece of the whole ecology of art and art making. And as I said, it's very unique to find organizations who really are solely focused on supporting the artists. So when I learned more about Art Pace and learned they were looking for a new director, I was definitely interested in hoping that they would select me, and I got lucky enough that I was selected.
So as you talk about the value of the process and making the art consumer aware of the process, and so that kind of ties directly into the residency programs that we have had at Art Pace and what we're going to experience tonight.
Right, exactly. Our international residency program is really renowned and has really brought San Antonio to an international profile. We are able to bring in guest curators who then, who may be coming from London or New York or Dallas, and they are looking at the work of regional and national artists and coupling that with international artists. And the watching over the last 8 weeks, the interaction and the exploration that is able to happen and the dialogue between artists that are not from here and artists who are from here has just been very fulfilling. So it's an important part of the process.
So talk about, you know, the residency program and who's selected. How does that work?
Well, we select, Art Pace selects the curators. So we select three curators from around the world, and we invite them to select three artists for a residency round. So this round that we're just completing, Juan de Nieves from Spain was selected and invited by Art Pace to select three artists. So he selected an artist from that was international, for us, an artist that was nationally based, so a U.S. artist. And then he came to San Antonio a year ago and looked at, we provided him with 150, which we call our short list, 150 working artists from Texas. We provide the curator with Texas artists with a list of about 150. They then choose about 20 to 25 artists to actually visit their studios. We fly them in to Texas, and they spend a week traveling around the state and meeting with the artists that they've selected. And from those 25 that they do studio visits with, they select one. And so they selected, Juan selected Adriana.
Okay. Well, let me see. Well, so Linda Pace started Art Pace, and she was an inspiring individual. But it was always seemed very like it was it's not as open as other art institutions that we've had in San Antonio. You know, I really feel like if I go to Art Pace, and I've been there a few times, not really as welcomed as if I've gone to something like the McNay or SAMO or other, even other individuals' galleries, you know. So, I mean, why do you think that is?
I think it's because Art Pace, we've got to change. And we've got to change that perception. If one person comes to Art Pace and doesn't feel welcomed, I am not doing my job. So we, I think the reason that that has happened, that over the years, Art Pace has really focused on the artists in the residency program. And so we've been so focused on that and on the artists that are in our other exhibition spaces, that we may not have been as communicative about how happy we are to share the work that we're doing with the rest of San Antonio.
But can that be also sometimes it feels like there's some hostility in San Antonio towards artists? You know, we've seen that with the recent controversy about the public art.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm the new kid on the block, so I haven't experienced that firsthand. I think from my 30 years in the field in multiple cities, from New York to Louisiana to Massachusetts, yeah, there's often, especially with contemporary art, there's often a kind of disconnect. And it's really people who come into the field in my position. We're here to, one of our, the things that we're here to do is to be that intermediary, to make that translation. So I can't speak for San Antonio as a whole, yeah, but I can say over the next 12 months, you will see a very different Art Pace.
And you want people to get out of the, come down tonight?
Absolutely. Okay. We want them to come down tonight and always.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in 1 minute. We're going to hear from our artist when we come back. If you got a call, make it. The number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half of The Source, we're going to be talking about free speech and unfree news, the paradox of press freedom in America. But right now, we're talking about Art Pace and their residency program. Tonight, they have an open and a talk with the two of the three artists. We're joined by them, Adriana Corral and Daniel Garcia Andujar. Adriana is a San Antonio resident, but Daniel, you're from Spain, right?
Yeah, I'm from Spain. I'm living in Barcelona, actually.
Well, I was lucky enough to take a look at the exhibit this morning, have a quick walkthrough, and it's amazing how different y'all's two exhibits are, but also that there's a lot of, I think, crossover in certain areas of concept. But, you know, so Adriana, yours is very stark and bare. And Daniel, you have a lot of material, yeah, coming at a person constantly. So it seems, but then you're both are looking at concepts that are very politically, you know, active and socially active. And I would love to hear you guys talking together about you know, what you think of each other's work and how in the different approaches that y'all are taking. So, but Adrian, I mean, describe what you did.
Well, when you walk into the space, there's kind of a three-part dialogue that's going on.
But what do you see?
Well, you see tablets that are embedded with the text of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
So these are stone tablets or adobe or some sort of clay tablets?
Soil. Yeah. Soil, because there are eight pages. I worked with in-house printer here in San Antonio, Hare and Hound, with Janet and Gary, and they helped me to make these plates that allowed me to make these tablets.
But the dominant part of your exhibit
is the void, is the 4x8 burial plot that's 6 feet deep. That rests in the space.
Okay, and that's a very aggressive thing to do with that space. You had them basically dig a grave hole into the ground, and in the middle of the studio, and it's you say, well, it's a hole in the ground, but it's also very destructive to the space, right?
Well, we consulted with a structural engineer. Yes, but it's the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was born out of loss and the suffering of others. And it was important for me to take that risk. And that was the beauty of doing this residency at Art Pace, is that they allow you to take these risks.
I mean, this is very gutsy, don't you think? Don't you kind of wonder, like, people are going to come in here and look at this and they're going to say, what on earth am I looking at? It's a hole in the ground. But you have to bring so much to the consumer has to say, okay, I'm going to get involved and learn more. What does this mean?
Right. And this installation is very much asking for an active participant, an ambulatory viewer, where they're walking through the space and they're reflecting, whether it's on the resistant glass or it's in this burial plot, or it's looking at those Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
So you call the space where the hole is the void. We're always thinking about the call of the void, which is the human impulse to jump into. I wanted to jump into a hole. That's what it was calling to me. Jump into the hole. I mean, and Andrew was saying, and Daniel was saying, yeah, you're nodding your head.
Yeah.
You felt that?
Yeah. It's something that, like, because normal art, cult art is a process, a very complex process. So you need to be involved in that thing. And also the aim of the artist is to put a question on the table. It's not just to put something. So it's great. It's something that that now in the our contemporary life is something like need to be very present. You can participate or not, but you need to take the decision to be or not there. I don't know. Maybe we
yeah, can but talk you're about. So Daniel. Your exhibit, you're looking at, you call it the butterfly funnel.
Yeah.
But you're bringing archival photographs, very old photographs. They have them on a light box looking at. And there's lots of explorations of border issues, it seems like, and culture that has been infused into San Antonio. It's very contextual about San Antonio.
Yeah, totally. My way of working is always working with the context. This is also, for me, was a present to receive this call, to be invited to work here and to produce the project here, because I have the time after that. I was involved in many other projects, but then you have a gap. And you have the capacity and the team to work. Most is the time, no? And then I was working for the very beginning of the funding of the city, so I start to make a research about the history of the San Antonio funding.
Right. So I think that's a big payoff of the residency program, is that you were in the city and you became very much involved in walking around downtown. Were you surprised at all of the artifacts of Spain that we have in San Antonio?
Yeah, of course. But I was doing a research before to came here. Even I was in contact with the University of La Laguna in Canarias. So I don't know if the people is very familiar that the founding of the city, this history that they are like families coming from Canarian Island, and this the first people to set in here and to start to develop the city, you know, in the center of the city. So I was dealing with all these trails, how the people was moving here for 300 years ago till now, or what happened in between, or whether the relationship, the political relationship or something like that. So for me, the butterfly was a kind of parallel metaphor of this trail that is crossing from Veracruz till here, all these kind of people, all these kind of costume, all these kind of culture process are going on in the city.
But even on top, as you look at the archive of photographs that are very old, almost from the very beginning of photography, and then you bring in computer-generated three-dimensional art represented on two-dimensional pages. And then we have video of drone footage. I guess, is that of the border, night video?
Yeah, I was searching for the Camino Real. It was one of the first trails who came from the border till here. And then it was a surprise because I bring my drone, my camera drone, to here. And then Riley, that is the chief producer in RP, told me, yeah, but where are you going to fly? Because here the land is totally private, so you need to go in some place to try. And then I was doing a research where it was, the trail, and then we find a ranch that it was the original place where it was the trail. So, and then I had the chance to record that footage.
So we're looking at basically different ways that people view the world in different times.
Yeah.
So we have early photography till now, where we have night vision, drone video, looking down on people and the issues of privacy and public space.
Yeah. Also, I was producing some project that was in the public space that the people maybe they don't know that they are pieces because they are watching every day.
Yeah.
But there are some advertisement talking about the democracy. That this is a project that I am doing in every place that I am living. So I am doing for more than 10 years the same kind of project.
Okay, I'm going to bring in a caller. The number to call in if you want to join our conversation is 210-614-8980. David has called in. David, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Buenos dias, and I wanted to welcome the artist and the new executive curator, director to ArtPace. I've been fortunate enough to be associated with ArtPace for the past 21 years, receiving their international artist in residency, their studio residency, and most recently Window Works in 2010. I wanted to speak of the process, the original process that was used when the artist were selected from the beginning at the international artist in residency program. There were six individual artists, administrators, curators, and then it turned into one individual curator's voice. I wanted to ask if there was a possibility to go back to that more democratic process, and to also just make one statement that at the beginning, Linda Pace was very much about supporting San Antonio artists. She was really big on San Antonio artists, and so when it changed to regional and regional Texas artists, it was kind of like a shock to me because Linda Pace created ArtPace with the San Antonio artists in her heart and in mind. And thank you very much for your time.
Well, David, thanks for calling in. Appreciate hearing from you. And so, Veronica, can you tell us about that?
Well, to answer David's question about how we're going to change the process, we are actually looking at how we make our decisions and how we make our choices. Are we going to go back to the original format? I don't know.
Are these board-level decisions?
No. This is really, the staff will make recommendations and about the directions that that ArtPace will be going forward. Of course, our board will be, governance body will be there to advise and give us feedback. But we're really looking at how is the field moving today? And how do we best serve the field of artists and also San Antonio? So you might see a hybrid of that. But I'm not somebody who thinks that going backwards is always the best way to serve artists today. So that may sound like a kind of open answer, but it is because the process we're going through right now is we're really exploring how best to do this.
Right, but David brings up a point that we hear quite a bit is like, well, if there are going to be local resources used to support art, then those resources should be used to support local artists. Mm-hmm. And is that always the case?
Well, you know what? There are different ways to support local artists, though. And one of the ways to support local artists is to bring in the ideas, concepts, and practices from national other artists that work nationally or internationally, so that artists that are here in San Antonio can hear different voices, and their art can be have a more global view instead of being very, you know, you can be very parochial if you're only talking to the same people all the time. So bringing in artists, and what we've got to do better is get artists like Daniel out into the community of artists in San Antonio. And I believe that is serving the artists of San Antonio to bring those voices in and make that accessible.
Right. And if other communities adopted that same provincial view, then there'd be very little place for local artists to move up to then.
There you go.
So it works both ways.
Right. And we're also looking at, there are other residency programs all over the world. And, you know, ArtPace should be working with other programs to help San Antonio artists go to Malta, yeah, or, you know, enter into a program in Spain. So that can also be how we become a resource.
So one last plug for what's happening tonight.
Tonight, doors open at 6 p.m. It is our official spring opening of the work of Wu Sang, Adriana Corral, and Daniel Garcia Andahar. And we will have a panel discussion led by Juan, the guest curator, right, that starts at 7.
All right. And I think everyone should go check it out. It's a beautiful space, and you've got great art. Thank you all so much for participating. We're going to be back with more Source after this NPR news break. Stay with us.